How much is your miracle worth? I can't help but think today how a gospel known as the prosperity gospel is being preached under a wrong concept. Let's say, as the Bible itself says, it is an adulterated word, which is accompanied by a wrong motivation. A motivation that tries to sell us a resource, a favor from God, a gospel that is preached today in order to acquire something from God, rather than to get closer to God and love Him for who He is. It is shared in many places, and many like to hear these words. Words that simply seduce people by moving the emotions but do not transform the heart. They are no real words of the Bible. They are simply some texts taken out of context to put together a pretext. Pretext focus on money, personal ambition, and the motivation of pride and human envy. I speak of this, and perhaps many will not like it, but I cannot shut up the truth. I cannot stop preaching what is right, because it hurts me in my heart, as many pulpits are taking advantage of, and the name of Christians or children of God to defraud people and move them after money and not really after children, after Jesus, not really with the right motivation, which is to follow Christ no matter what. I think about this because there are many texts that talk about it. One of them is James chapter 5 from verse 13. And I want you to pay close attention to what James says. If anyone is sick, if anyone has sin, if anyone needs a word of encouragement, what should he do? From verse 13 of James 5 says, are any of you going through difficulties? Let him pray. That's the answer. Let him pray. Prayer, you see? Any of you are happy, let him sing praise. Go back and ask in verse 14. Any of you are sick, let him call the elders of the church to come and pray for him and anoint him with oil in the name of the Lord. Do you see what he says? If anyone or anyone is sick, pray for him. A prayer offered in faith will heal the sick person, and the Lord will make him well. And if he has committed sins, he will be forgiven. Confess your sins to each other and pray for each other to be healed. The fervent prayer of the righteous person has a lot of power and gives wonderful results. You see, the solution the Bible says you need healing, you need forgiveness, you need to be restored. What is the right answer? Pray. To pray is to manifest daily that the desire for a relationship with God, where we hide nothing from Him. He knows us completely, and we can confidently ask Him for those things we need. And He, as a loving Father, can provide and give according to His will, but not. Today, something different is being sold, and I have seen some so-called minister of God, in quotes, and I make it clear in quotes, that the only thing they do is use the gospel to enrich themselves and say they love God. But their God is not the one we know. Their God is money. And the problem is that many simply follow them because it motivates them to know, to think, that if they give so much, God will give them back so much. Now, maybe you will ask me, Pastor, but isn't it a real doctrine? What the word says that if you sow, you will reap? Of course it is, but not necessarily. If you are going to talk about sowing, or you are going to talk about donating or giving money from your heart, you are not necessarily going to collect money. Because if it were so, 100%, then if you sow tears, you will collect tears. But the Bible teaches that if you sow tears and trust in the Lord, you will reap with joy. My beloved friends, I have always spoken to the church, and I have thought that when you really know God and love Him, they do not have to manipulate your thoughts and your heart to give for the work of the Lord. I want to make something very clear. Yes, money is needed for different expenses, different situations, and investments that are made in the work of the Lord. If you are in a church where there is a clear vision to win souls, to help the needy, to bring them the word, to bring restoration, do not hesitate to invest in that vision. The Lord will provide for you and even reward you as only He knows how to do, and as you need it, of course. But don't let them have to manipulate you all the time to get something out of you. And in the end, it was just a personal ambition. I'm someone who passed by and wanted to take money out of your pockets. When you love, they don't have to force you to give. When you love, they don't have to manipulate you to give. You are detached and you know it, because it's in your heart. Jesus taught it. The Father taught it. Because God so loved the world that He gave, you can give and not love. But it's impossible to love and not give. It's the expression under the right motivation. When we give about the wonderful love of God that we profess, because He has transformed and changed our life, and we want to help others. We want to extend our hands and help others. But the problem is, when we hear somewhere someone talking about being in God is having a nice car, a nice house. Glory to God if that comes to you, but it has nothing to do with that. Jesus said, "My kingdom is not of this world, and it doesn't consist of food or drink." You see, Jesus said, "My kingdom is not of this world, and it does not consist of food or drink." We all have a season on earth, and at some point we will cry, but another time we will laugh. It has nothing to do with economics. If we need something from the Father, if we need to be healed, or we need forgiveness or a strength, what does the Bible say in James 5? Pray. Prayer is the instrument that God left us, that enables us to have a direct communication with Him. However, when we do not understand this, it is easier and richer for us to listen to the message of giving 10,000 that God will give you 20,000, or you want healing, make a pact with God so that God will heal you. I once heard someone saying to a lady, "Do you want your children to be safe? Then go and sell your goods and bring them here. And in that way, you make a covenant with God so that your son will be saved." Forgive me what I'm going to say, but that's a stupidity. And it's simply the expression of someone who wants to manipulate people. God does not make bargains with man. Never. That when you receive a word, then go and seal that word. Bring so much and seal that word. And the more you give, the more you will seal that the word, and it will be fulfilled. In other words, if God give you a promise, get money and seal it so that God will be committed to do it. Please, is that biblical? It is not established by the Lord. We must be careful. And through this devotional, I tell you, be careful when you give to God, when you help someone. Do it out of love, out of gratitude, out of honor to God, not under the wrong motivation. I have seen people saying, make a line here and here. Those with so much here, those with so much here, and others with so much money here. God will give them and God will reward them, and God has more. And how happy they are giving prophecies here. I am prophecies here. And the more money, the more prophecy. Let's be careful. We are in the last time, and we must learn to discern the sound word, unadulterated. We must learn to observe those who come as wolves in sheep's clothing. Be careful. That is not the anointing that speaks of people. God uses anyone in His mercy for the work that needs to be done. The anointing speaks of God. It belongs to God. It is God's gift, no one else's. But what speaks of each person is the anointing, is the gift of God, no one else's. But what speaks of each person is the fruit. And watch out. A bad tree can never bear good fruit. Be careful. Open your eyes and see what is in the heart of that person. When money motivates, there are serious consequences, serious problem, and it is nothing that pleases God. Do you need an answer from God? Well, God give you prayer. Are you sick? Do not be fooled by those who say how much you have to covenant there for God to heal you. God does not work that way. Please, and maybe you tell me, Pastor, I have covenanted and I have seen the answer. It is not about the covenant you made. It is for mercy. It's by faith. The covenants, my dear friends, are biblical. Yes, but in the right order. A covenant is one that God makes with men. Man can never make a covenant with God because he will never have how to fulfill it. Covenants are always made from a greater one to a lesser one. Moreover, there are men who have not covenanted with God. They have made vows, promises to God. However, Pastor, will be that if I promise God so much, He will give me so much, or He will heal me, or He will deliver me? My beloved friend, you do not have to promise anything to God. Indeed, the Bible says in Ecclesiastes, be careful when you approach the house of God to promise, and then you are not going to fulfill. God does not need you to promise that you are not going to go on your knees and that you are going to go down the hill or mountain. No, it's not about sacrifices. You know what is the only thing that God wants? That you believe in His Son, Jesus Christ. In the book of Isaiah, it says, by His wounds we have been healed. We have been forgiven. If we accept the sacrifice of what Christ did on the cross for us, that's the only thing that makes us acceptable before God. Not the money we have. That's not the point. How sad that the service or worship services in the churches today talk more about money than bringing people to a true repentance and even know God for what He is, more than for what He can give. How many interests do we have today? Do you want me to pray for you? Then here is an envelope for you to put how much you are going to give. Let's be careful. I tell you again what I told you in the beginning. Giving is biblical, yes, but in the right context and under the right motivation. Let's teach the principle, and that's the right thing to do. And stop leading people to a desire for money, that if Christ comes soon, they will stay, because the money God moved them, and not really Christ Himself. Let's be careful. Let us pray. Father, this is a simple message, but necessary, so that our eyes might be opened in this last time, that we need to be awake to be able to observe well and understand what is right, what edifies, what is urgent and necessary. Our ears can be diverted by nice words that promise us a better future, but it's not about that. I ask that these simple words might be well understood in every heart, in the name of Jesus. And if it's about giving, we have the best motivation to honor you and be grateful to you, in the name of Jesus. Amen. Today, I speak to you, pastor and friend, Elias Ojo. I invite you to follow me on Instagram. There you will find me as Pastor Elias HC. The same in TikTok and Facebook. And I invite you to subscribe to our YouTube channel, Devotionals Just in Time. A hug and blessings.